The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in LA or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SGPN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SGPN. No material testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
This Final Four preview edition of Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details over at WynNBet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Your bracket may buzz, but your bankroll never has to with BetQL. Use promo code March30 for 30% off the entire year of BetQL. That's BetQL.com, promo code March30. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home for free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Odds Crowd has a ton of free fantasy betting contests, including a $2,000 season long MLB contest and a $500 weekly contest. Download their app today over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise capper contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, Jeff Nadeau, and more. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner takes all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else by the other side. Sign up at BetterEdge.com, promo code SGP. For a free $10 play. That's BETTOR edge.com, promo code SGP.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer Dog?
We are here for the final four, Sean.
The final four.
While the heater is cooling off.
Yes, I've noticed.
The cooler is about to go on the heater. So let's bring on our guest, Sean.
Bringing in studio, talking college basketball, Colby Dant, AKA the Dant to Base. What's happening, Colby?
I mean, I just enjoyed that game so much last night. I actually started to have a little bit of a breakdown, realizing there's only a couple games left, guys.
Yeah, it's like the end of the NFL season. It gets scary. You're looking for meaning. What am I going to do?
Very scary.
Luckily, Colby, you do have FCS football to fall back on. We're going to be going even harder in FCS football. Took a little sidestep here to cover March Madness, college basketball. Man, Kramer, I'm looking at the records here for in our spreadsheet. They're not updated. Don't worry. I've manually updated my locks. 13-5. Let's fucking go. Not only did I hit the lock and the bonus lock in the Elite Eight, I also hit my dog, a +260 dog.
I know what
you're thinking. Oh, that must have been UCLA money line. No, I was on UCLA +7.5. However, I went off the board, and for my dog, I did a Baylor -7.5, Gonzaga -9 parlay to get you at +260 LFG.
And Oregon State, baby, coming through. Pac-12. Wow. Oregon State +8, UCLA is my bonus lock.
And again, I was so close to going 4-0 if it wasn't for those pesky little Beavers. Oregon State getting that backdoor three. Here's the thing: a lot of these games, really, with the exception of the UCLA one, not amazing games. But the exception of Gonzaga, they were all really close to the spread. So they were, as gamblers, there was a lot of sweating going on, and watches.
That's why you do gamble, right?
Yes.
I mean, some of those games would have been snoozers.
Then Houston, Oregon State, maybe there was a chance they were kind of in it. Baylor, Arkansas, same thing. Baylor was just dominating. Well, we'll get into that. We're going to do a full recap of the Elite Eight. Then we're going to be joined by Dan Leach and Scott Bowser talking Final Four. Bowser, of course, huge UCLA Bruins fan. Bowser's out there in Las Vegas. You know what else is out there? The win. That's right. But you don't need to be out in Las Vegas to enjoy the win. All you got to do is go to, I'll tell you, WYNNbet.com. That's right. Winbet.com. Download the app today. If sports gambling legal in your state, good chance WynnBET is there, ready to go. If not, they're adding new states every single day. All you gotta do is go to WynnBET.com for up to a $500 risk free bet. Get in on all the madness while you can. Looks like Kramer forgot to mute Bowser. He's already bleeding in on the live read. Always love that. WynnBET, they got you covered. MLB opening day. So much to bet on, all over at winbet.com. And don't forget that $500 risk free bet. Terms and conditions apply. WYNNbet.com. Let's go, baby.
All right. Let's go.
Houston 67, Oregon State 61. Like I said, Colby at Oregon State. Kramer, you and I were on Houston. I don't know. Is this a bad beat? I mean, that kid hitting that three there at the end.
No. We battled all the way back to tie it up. It was like NC Nick said. It's like, I can't believe they came all the way back and we had to sweat that out.
I know. It went from them battling back to almost winning the game to then them not covering, missed free throws at the end. It kind of got crazy.
All right, so two types of losses.
Real quick, it's impressive that we have the new studio, Kramer. We have plenty, a giant, nice table so that we can fit Colby's company issued laptop on and still finds a way to be on his phone.
What do you
have going on over there?
You got to have a lot of different things going, buddy.
I can get a fourth camera. Maybe I just need. We're gonna set something.
The Colby cam.
Maybe
see what's going on that screen. The entire time.
Top down views. Look, this was the worst thing that could happen for me and Houston and my relationship with Houston. Mm. They did exactly what they shouldn't have done, which was they let the cover get away from. There was no version of this where they should have not won. They should have won this walking away, just like Gonzaga, as you like to call
Gonzaga.
I like Gonzaga.
I did a deep dive on the correct pronunciation, Gonzaga.
Yeah,
gun,
not
like
gun. Gonzaga.
2021. They have to say gun first.
Hold on, I thought you were playing with the word, like the word play of going to the Final Four.
Oh yes, I was when I was doing that. Yes.
Okay, you weren't backing into that.
No.
Was this a, are you justifying a mispronunciation?
No, okay. It's Gonzaga.
I know. I heard you playing it on Google Speak or whatever earlier, and I was like, what's
programming my brain?
What is going on over there? I just think that Houston losing the cover in this type of way is the exact reason why I should have never backed this goddamn atrocity of a, they tricked me into their top 20 in offense and defense. They're a balanced unit. They were dominating. Sean,
yeah.
What the fuck?
I was there, and they just kind of let the it slip
free
away.
Throws.
Oregon State getting back in there.
I want a full investigation though, because that kid, like, why do you shoot the three if you're not going to foul?
It's a great point.
Why do you shoot the three if you're not going to look? If you're not looking to continue the game, you do what the Eagles do, and you bring in your third string quarterback. Mm. That's the way it works.
Sudfeld.
That's the way, because you want to get a look at those guys before the season ends.
Oh, yeah, man. Great strategy.
But you don't shoot the three, and then they were coached to not foul. Almost,
I know,
like,
dude, it's killing
almost
me.
Like the booster rang up, called up the coach, and was like, "Look, buddy, I didn't think we were gonna be here." Oregon State probably doesn't have this accent, but I'm keeping going with it. Hey, buddy, didn't think we were gonna be here, but would be really great. Really great. Cover that spread.
Yeah.
Get that covered. Get that spread covered. I don't care about winning the game.
Definitely not in Oregon to be like, here, I'm lighting some incense. If you could cover this game, I'd certainly appreciate it.
My crystals would really appreciate. That's a classic LA thing. I'm pretty sure the crystal stores in Los Angeles never close. Every other business closed. Yeah. Weed stores stayed open because they're essential health service. And again, I like weed, but come on. Weed services never closed. And crystal stores, they must have stayed open.
What kind of bullshit hot take are you trying to have? Weed isn't essential?
Well, I know Ryan's mentally addicted.
I thought you were going to get mad at the crystals, right?
Kramer's also.
I know we're not here to talk about crystals, but I do have a funny crystal story.
Sure.
Going
a girl, hopefully.
Yes, of course. Going to a lunch with a colleague, a female colleague, to have a completely professional lunch.
Mm.
Completely professional lunch. And
you son of a bitch.
This is a professional conversation, professional conversation, synergies, opportunities, value. And then all of a sudden, have you ever thought about trying crystals? Like what do you mean here? Are you talking crystal meth?
Is this like a Cutco thing where she's trying to,
well, it gets better.
Multi-level marketing crystals here.
Long story short, she had been traveling the world collecting crystals from all these different places. And what she did, according to her, she would sleep with these crystals. And the key,
she spilled the beer on the laptop.
The key was to find the crystals that were left by like the, so one of the alien species that visited this planet long ago, they were very big on the same exact principles of chi as the Buddhist monks, which coincidence. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're both, maybe they're aliens, who knows. But anyway, so she would travel to like Africa and Europe to collect these crystals, all to, Sean, you wouldn't believe it, sleep on them.
Wow.
But now I'm not a what is it, sarcasmic rhythm expert or whatever, the
circadian sleep, rhythm.
There you go, circadian rhythm. But I'm gonna guess that sleeping on fucking rocks,
yeah,
isn't gonna help you center.
Well,
anything.
Maybe when you met her, that's how this first half under thing
anyway,
kind of just
long
really
story
took
short,
off.
Chicks who dig crystals and Houston. Our teams, I'm running. I'm not backing anymore. I don't know. That was a tough one. That felt like the bad beat of the tournament for me.
Baylor laying 7.5. They won. They covered 81-72. My angle in that game, of course, was Baylor. They shot horrible against Villanova. Still got the win and the cover. They're gonna figure that out, and they did big time.
Still had to sweat that one.
No, shot a really good game. Yeah. But they didn't play amazing defense, and Arkansas almost backdoored that thing. And I was traumatized because I had Houston minus eight the first game, and I kept feeling like another backdoor was coming. Luckily, they got the cover. They got the win.
You
there.
Got Doris on the board over there.
Yes.
You have to know when to come.
Just checking.
Colby, I know you were very against the Arkansas head coach. You threw out some hot takes early preseason. Have they come for you? I mean, they got to the Elite Eight. Where are you at with them?
No, I like their program, man. I think Musselman. Musselman's. I mean, look, this. What I said, by the way, 2 years ago, they hired him, and I said he would never get past this. Well, they said it was the best hire of the whole offseason. Yeah. I was a fan of Musselman at Nevada, but I argued that I thought there was better hires. And then as I was in an argument, I said I'd be surprised if he got past the Sweet 16. Right. Well, he made me eat my words in 2 years, but I still say they got a very fortunate. What was it? Three mid majors essentially to get there. But I think he did a good job, man. I think this program's really young, and I think he's going to get back there. But I will say, X's and O's wise, man, it would have been this particular game. I did have some problems down the stretch. I mean, they went through like an 8 minute drought down the end. You know, the final stretch of the game.
Yeah.
Where I thought, you know, definitely should have perhaps tried to call timeout and make a few adjustments.
Manufacture some offense.
Yeah. There. Yeah.
UCLA. This game was amazing. UCLA 51, Michigan 49.
Best game, dude.
One UCLA of the best games. Getting 7.5 points. That felt like that was never in doubt.
Tell me, this UCLA team's the funnest team to watch in the tournament.
I've loved rooting for them. I was kind of in a weird predicament, basically rooting for Michigan to win. So Kramer and I have Michigan to get to the Final Four in this fantasy draft that we did. Unfortunately, that didn't hit. They had some good looks at the end of the game there, but I mean, UCLA did a really good job with the two big men. I thought Michigan would win, but not cover. But they did a really good job defensively.
Two things really stood out there: the way UCLA defended the three. I know Michigan even got some good looks late in that game.
Yeah,
but traditionally, yeah. All right,
say his name, Wagner.
Yeah. Wagner. Yeah.
If I've ever seen a choke job, that air ball.
I thought it got blocked in real time, and when I saw the replay, I'm like, wait, he just airballed it.
You know what that is? That's the I'm way too nervous. I don't want to take this shot. Airball. That's what that is,
dude. They shot 27% from three.
You don't listen when you're juiced up and you're too ready for the game. You throw it off the backboard. When you're scared shitless, you leave it short. He left it short. Michigan lost this game.
Yeah, this is an interesting set. UCLA obviously beating Alabama and Michigan to get to the Final Four. Alabama and Michigan combined to go 17 from 36 at the free throw line and 10 from 39.
Just about to hit on the free throw line
from the 3 point in the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight. I think that bear dude from the ESPN podcast, he tweeted that out. Someone had a great response saying that UCLA's free throw defense is incredible.
Well, no, you got to credit the fact that UCLA then shot 86% from the free throw line. So you had, yeah,
they made up for it. Yeah, but I mean, maybe they were getting lucky bounces in these missed threes and the free throw. I don't know. We can get to that when we start previewing that.
But
game.
How about the Bruins? And I highlighted this in the Alabama game. They barely turned the ball over, and the same situation happened against Michigan. Everyone's talking about how great Michigan's defense was. Well, UCLA only had 8 turnovers the whole game. Michigan had 14. And I feel like a lot of those turnovers for UCLA were in the first 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. UCLA, man, this is going to be an interesting game. Last game of the Elite Eight, 66-85. USC got put in a body bag by Gonzaga. I mean, Gonzaga was laying 9 again. Never really felt like it was in doubt. They just fucking.
This was a brutal game.
Timmy was.
When are we gonna see Gonzaga tested?
USC was the one team I didn't trust in this Elite Eight. They're the one team. Colorado, I watched them beat them 3 times, went 3-0 against them, and I still took them because I was like, they're gonna slow down the game.
Well, and you know,
Kobe took every dog.
And I'll say this: the coach, like I think to your point, in a way, I think two coaches kind of showed their colors a little bit. I think USC, they weren't prepared.
Yeah,
they weren't prepared, yeah, I mean, and Gonzaga just destroyed them. They didn't even try; like they didn't put out even an effort. And the other one is, I think Michigan. I think you know we saw
choke job. I mean, up until this game, I liked the coaching that Juwan Howard was doing.
He still put his team in a good position to win. They just missed some open shots, man.
Yeah, they just I mean, yeah, and overall, yeah, I don't know, solid season for Michigan, but they had a shot at that game and just couldn't close it out. Yeah,
for sure, man. I mean, they definitely, you know, whether you want to blame it the free throw line, the 3 point line, whatever, they turned over the ball a lot more than UCLA, which everyone coming into the game, I think, thought it was going to be the opposite scenario.
Yeah. A couple other notes here before we get to the final four picks. We're going to be bringing on Scott Bowser here in just a second. This is the first time the final four, all four teams came west of the Mississippi. That's kind of an interesting nugget.
Most upsets of all time.
Oh, really?
Based off of Norlander tweeted this.
By volume.
Five seed gap.
Oh, okay.
Is how they grade it traditionally as an upset. I didn't know that prior to him tweeting this.
So basically 6-11 or better.
Yeah. Yeah. Most upsets ever in NCAA history.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Gonzaga, 6-0 against the spread. They have a chance, or I guess if they cover the next two games, they can go 6-0. Only seven teams have ever done that. So, I mean, that's, and again, if they would cover, they would obviously go undefeated, which again, historic run there by Gonzaga. And last little note, Pac-12, 13-4 and and very good against the spread, and it probably 14-4 if Oregon were to play that first game against VMI.
That's true. VCU.
Yeah. So dominating performance by the Pac-12. Want to give a shout out to BetQL. That's right, BetQL. You want to bet smarter, not harder? You can do it with BetQL. Use that promo code March30 to get 30% off the entire year of BetQL. Baseball, it's coming. It's here. Opening day is tomorrow or today, if you're depending on when you're listening to the podcast. Every pick, every day. They also got NBA player props. They're giving it to you. All sorts of picks, predictions, player data, whatever you need. Where the sharps are at, where the squares are at, BetQL.com has you covered. Use that promo code March30 and get 30% off the entire year. Also want to shout out Odds Crowd. That's right, Odds Crowd. Their March Madness contest right now. I am currently in first place over on the Odds Crowd contest.
Still eligible. Nice.
Right now, as scheduled, pulling home $5,000. Can I hang on?
What are you going to do with that $5,000?
Stay tuned. Probably buy some beers.
Why are you trying to jinx it? This is like you crowning USC.
What? I'm going to Alan Cooley nipping at my heels in second place. They have a $2,000 season long MLB contest. They also have a $500 weekly contest. Again, all their fantasy betting contests completely free. App super easy to use. Highly recommend checking it out. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. Okay, now bringing on our guest, joining us on the line. He is the host of the Luck Stops Here podcast and a giant UCLA Bruins fan.
Pretty sure he believes in crystals too.
Scott Bowser. Bowser, what's happening, man? Scott Bowser, you're on.
What's up, guys?
There we go. He's unmuted. He's here. Scott, how?
Yeah.
Walk us through your
experience. I am jacked, guys. I am jacked right now.
I've seen Bowser Jack before. He brings an incredible amount of energy. What, walk us through you watching this UCLA run and in particular that Michigan game.
Oh man. Like that Michigan game. I honestly, like 8 minutes in, I knew we had him. Like once it was like 8-4 sitting there and they're just playing defense, every possession. It's like, it's a matter of time before Juzang gets loose. And then next thing you know, he's knocking down jumpers all over the place. And it was right then I knew it was game over.
I mean, you got it. Mick Cronin, the defensive angle that he's been doing. Such an underrated hire.
Is anyone else just uncomfortable? Like, does anyone else get like uncomfortable looking at Cronin? Like you're looking at a sick person when they, it's a little unsettling. This is a beautiful city. I mean, come on.
But dude, I mean, this is something that they were ridiculed in their, I mean, in their hiring process and then settling for Cronin, who came over from Cincinnati. He was the difference, held Alabama to 28 first half points, Michigan 23. I mean, what was your first reaction to the Cronin hiring? I'm curious to see if you were a fan, and now obviously I think you love the guy. You probably want to have him to your place and Henderson, I mean, or wherever the hell you're at.
After Steve Alford, I was honestly, they could have brought back Steve Lavin for all I gave a shit. Like,
hey, friend really of the program.
Didn't matter to me, man. Like, I was just like, thank God we got rid of that guy. And Cronin to me kind of reminded me of the Howland hire, who I love, where, you know, defense first, you know, coming from more of a Midwest program. The people don't, you know, maybe the fans on the West Coast don't quite understand what's going on with that. But I knew those Pitt teams were good, that Howland was coaching. same way I knew those Cincinnati teams that Cronin was building were good. So, well, it, I mean, it, obviously it's paying off.
Like, and walk us through this defense, because I feel like the defense they're playing now wasn't in, was, they weren't playing this kind of defense in the regular season. No. And what do you think? It does seem like a switch has been flipped since they started this tournament run, taking the defense to another level. What do you attribute that to, Scott?
I think part of that was losing Chris Smith right before conference, right? You know, the peak of conference play kind of there. And he was the best defender. You know, he's a classic 3-and-D wing, you know, with length, who provided mismatch problems. And now, like, you lose a guy like that, they kind of had to retool the whole defense during conference play. And as you know, this conference was tough as shit this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we now know. Yeah. But like 3 weeks ago, the Pac-12 was an embarrassment.
But I mean, that's just because Larry Scott, because we can't find the fucking games. Overall, though, man, I mean, look, UCLA, I saw people outraged that, oh, Michigan would have won if they had livers. They don't even realize that UCLA was doing this without their leading scorer at the time. And also Jalen Hill, their big man. Also, let's add in the fact that they had their top recruit stolen by the G League right as the season was going to tip.
Deshaun Nix. Yeah, man. Like, no, this team's a big time. It's funny to say like a UCLA team with 12 national championship banners is an underdog story, but they are this year. And it's a pretty cool one. Well, it's funny that Gonzaga is the big bad here and UCLA is the little guy. It's great. It really reminds me of 2006, that Adam Morrison team.
The narrative, man, like the fact that everyone was just like dead on arrival, the Blue Bloods this year, but UCLA, I mean, they're literally blue. And to your point, like this is the ultimate ironic switch of like David is now Goliath. Goliath is now David. And I said it in the Sweet 16. This is a UCLA program that has won a lot. And they were happy to be at the Sweet 16 at this stage.
Yeah.
And Mick Cronin's career over there. So, I mean, this is an unbelievable spot. The tables have been turned. You know what? I love that UCLA is there. In any other year, in any other opportunity, this is great. They've walked into a play the buzzsaw sound drop, please.
That's Oregon State, buddy.
Well, and Kramer is wearing his Gonzaga jersey, so I'm worried.
I see that. I got you guys on my TV right now, and I see that. And you know, he's been fading them against. In the Michigan game, he's fading them in the Alabama game.
Yes.
And he's eating a shit sandwich the last couple of weeks. So keep bringing it.
I've been bad against UCLA lately.
He doesn't have UCLA figured out, which I think is good for UCLA backers if they're going to take the points.
14 and a half, guys. Come on. Well,
and to that point of the spread, this is a historic spread for a Final Four. I mean, an all-timer by a decent margin. I mean, you talk at some of the other like biggest spreads of all time in the Final Four, Duke beating Michigan State, 68-62 as an 11.5 point favorite. Wichita State, they were a 10 point dog. They lost by 4. UNC winning 83-66 against Syracuse as a 10 point favorite. Only time a big Final Four spread was actually covered. So I think that helps the UCLA case. What hurts it besides how like mojo wise is the fact that they were already going nuts at UCLA. I mean, we generally like to fade teams who treat a victory as their Super Bowl win. And there were some fires, you know, COVID compliant riots going on in Westwood.
But dude, circle the fact, I'll get back to this all day. Why did I take UCLA against Alabama? Oates, everyone was on Oates and Nate Oates. Oh, he's the best hire. And Nate Oates is a great coach, but you give look, Mick Cronin comes from Rick Pitino. We can say all we want about his 30 seconds in the bathroom stall, and the prostitution ring. But the fact is, Rick Pitino can flat out coach. He's proved this at Boston. Yes. He's proved this at Providence. Proved this in Greece. And Mick Cronin, giving him 5 days to dial up his defense. I promise.
Just gonna say this, Colby. Man, give Cronin some time here. Oh man, I like this 14.5 a lot, and I think they can sprinkle that money line, man.
A couple other things worth noting. It would be awesome if they can make Drew Timmy cry like Adam Morrison did.
And I think in the same way they
how are you going to compare those two people? Adam Morrison never had
they just
sweet
have,
facial hair.
He
status.
Played for Gonzaga.
Morrison had long hair and was effeminate.
Effeminate. Isn't he like sitting in a bunker in Spokane with like 700 rifles right now?
He's crying. he's crying. I mean,
that's a real pussy move. Go hide. Go hide.
Yeah. Go use your guns.
Wyoming, of course, one of the last states to download the college experience. So I don't know why you're hopping on.
I said Spokane.
Washington.
They've treated us kind. You know what I mean?
The way they slow down Dickinson and Wagner as his, fellow. I'm always questionable about people from German descent. You know, going all the way back to World War II.
Just go by Wagner, man. Americanize yourself. Don't remind us that you're a descendant of a war criminal.
Yeah, who know? We're gonna have to investigate some of the artwork he has in his dorm room.
Franz.
I think the fact that their interior defense really showed me something down that stretch against Michigan, and they're gonna need that kind of clogging of the lane and slowing things down and making Timmy not get to his spots, because that kid is money inside, and I think they're going to be able to hang with the guards on the outside and play enough 3-point defense. It's really going to all come down to the rebounding and the defensive in the defense inside the paint. Worth noting, UCLA is above average in defensive rebound to the point that they led the Pac-12 in defensive rebounding rate this season, which now that we've seen how well the Pac-12 has played, especially in this tournament, I think it matters more.
Yeah. I mean, and remember too, it's like, you know, I mentioned all the injuries, but it's like they got Yaquez playing basically a four and he's a 6'6" swing man, you know, like they're doing it with grit. This really reminds me of that 2016 that was led by Aaron Aflalo, Jordan Farmar. And it was just a bunch of scrappy guys, Luke Richard, Mbamute, Alfred Aboya. It was just a lot of gritty, scrappy guys that were willing to hustle for that each possession and play each possession like it's your last kind of thing.
Does this team have that many NBA players? Is that mean?
Jazang is going to be for sure.
I agree. Yeah. They have a couple, but that the team you just named was, I mean, they had some talent.
I mean, that was before they even got Westbrook on that team too, and Darren Collison. So I mean, that team was loaded to the gills. I think Collison was a freshman reserve on that team actually, but yeah, no, I mean. I don't know. I think Juzang's definitely an NBA guy. I think Jaquez in the right system could really, you know, sit there and make tough shots.
Speaking of Adam Morrison, that he kind of reminds me of Adam Morrison. His game is very Adam Morrison, where you're like, man, really.
I think
really,
he's a little tougher. I think he's a little tougher than Morrison.
Yeah, he's a lot tougher. I mean, he's not like Adam Morrison. Look, he looked like a dandelion can knock him over. You know, like. You could shave off his wispy mustache and punch him in the face with it, and it's going to knock the guy out.
Looking at this game, you know who I think is going to be the key to the game for UCLA? Obviously, Juzang has to keep shooting well. I'm going to go to this kid, Jules Bernard. He had a really bad shooting stretch going from the end of the Alabama game to a big portion of the Michigan game, only putting up 4 points. If he can start hitting it, and he seemed to find his shot late in that game, kind of when they needed it, I think they're going to need his scoring to be in this game. And I think he can deliver. If Bernard can get you 15 points, I think UCLA is a live dog.
I agree on that one. And I think what they really need to get going is Tiger Campbell.
I was just about to go there, man.
He's really fun.
Him going on those like when every time he drives, he has that killer pull up mid range game. And then he can also, I mean, he's nasty around the rim, even though he's a little guard. Like, I really feel like if they can really get that going, it could really open up Juzang and Jaquez for some wide open threes. And another guy, like, keep an eye on is, he hasn't played much the last couple of games, is David Singleton. He's a guard off the bench. He's a good 3-point shooter, solid defender. He could possibly play a factor in this one.
And UCLA's bench. I think I was talking to, or Decker was bringing that up. In our mini group text we have going there, but
the bench UCLA lubed up group chat over there. Funny, I wasn't invited.
Just a couple Bruins.
Just for the record,
winners only.
I did back UCLA the first three rounds of this tournament, and a couple of those were locked. So everyone needs to slow their fucking roll because I have been slinging winners. All right, now get back to your
Kramer. Make the case for Gonzaga. Certainly, it's pretty obvious. They're 30-0. They've won by double digits every game except West Virginia. However, this is an historic spread for the Final Four, and right. I do think teams get a little tight, long layoff, then coming back on that Saturday.
Pause. So first, I think the fact that like everyone's just stuck there, I think some of the showing up, going to play a basketball game in a football stadium, I think some of that rust, and we were kind of debating the over under earlier. I think some of that you have to take out this year. The other thing I'd say is it's fun to say, hey, this is the biggest spread in the history of the Final Four.
It is
fun. But how many teams have gotten to the Final Four laying 20 points every game, laying 15 points every game. And I would, there's probably not many of those either. So,
and how many teams
typically historic teams will have an historic spread. So I think this is more, the spread is more a product of how good Gonzaga is, not how much UCLA is being disrespected. Because when Cousin Mush texted me two nights ago,
how many good coaches have they faced?
I nailed this spread. I was asked, what would this spread be? I said 14. I still like Gonzaga. I just think you have to make it this big. It's just the pure way that they do power ranking, Sean. You know how this works. This is a product.
I have a model.
This is a product of power rankings, and your model would probably tell you this too, that this number needed to be big.
Well, and
this
Kramer,
number is always going to be
big. You're burying the lead. Who does Cousin Mush like?
I don't know, actually.
He's not putting Gonzaga in a parlay money line.
No, I think the whole point of this, he did seem like he was angling towards a Gonzaga Baylor money line parlay, but he said the number, same thing you're saying, the number's too big. And so anyone who gambles and just blindly trusts their instincts,
yes,
without first talking to the crystals, Sean, are probably going to be like, of course I'm taking the points here. But I would counter with, you broke down a UCLA Gonzaga game and you said Timmy more than any single person on UCLA, because this team is loaded. This team has dudes who are great college players. This team has dudes who are going to be great NBA players, and this is best coach by a mile.
I don't know that.
Coaching out of his mind.
Every
and
team,
much like Doug Peterson in that 2017 run,
there
pushing
we go.
The right buttons.
There we go.
I'm so intrigued though, and I feel like I'm beating a dead horse because I mention this every episode. But and I get it. I'll credit Gonzaga for Gonzaga, whatever the fuck it is. Gonzaga,
like Kung Pao, Gung.
But look, I don't know if it's just Enfield can't coach. I don't know what, but or it's just they're that talented that they
be
just
careful
make everyone else
discrediting USC just because
I didn't like USC all year, man. I thought they were a weird team. They kind of were an outlier. USC. Well, look, but I even said, I go, someone's going to slow them down.
That's
someone,
true.
And they were a top 10 defensive team.
And UCLA is the master of slowing pace.
And we saw
Kramer,
that against
bring
Alabama.
Up that, yes. Bring up that fucking Ken Pom kid.
I'll bring it
and,
up.
And show me pace
he's,
for
he's
UCLA.
He's probably our age, but real quick, let me just finish the, we said, you know what? Norfolk State, that team looked pretty good.
No,
it came out, got rolled by 40.
Oh,
Oklahoma.
Well,
that's because Colby Live bet him at 36.
Oklahoma, this is a team with some ballers. Like
no,
this,
they were missing their second best player.
16 points.
Oh, come on,
Creighton from the Big East. They're certainly going to keep up. They're going to score with them, right? 18 point blowout. USC, a very talented.
Name me one good coach so far that you think is like just a great coach.
Well, I think Colby, you're like, much like many of your arguments, you quickly flock to one side or the other. And if you're trying to tell me that you're going to put Mick Cronin in the category of great coaches,
not yet, but I think he obviously, dude, he was right.
Anyway,
this is a guy that comes from Rick Pitino.
The point, right? You like Pitino. I get it. Pitino's not here. All right. Daddy's not coming out to help him.
Well, I mean, he does have his dad who's in the stands. And Mick Cronin.
Well, and they, and
Hep Cronin.
Shout out to the new sister Jean.
Well, and I, and Bowser keeps posting these Prince Philip memes, but he kind of reminds me of Hep Cronin, unfortunately.
Hep, underrated name, needs to come back. Hep C really took that one out.
Calling everyone same people got
guys,
the Hep.
Guys, I just want to let you all know too. I'm sitting on a 150-1 UCLA ticket that I bought a little while ago, and a 20-1 Houston ticket. So having two nice tickets still in the Final Four is a fantastic feeling to have right now.
Tell me that's a physical ticket for UCLA.
No, it's on my app. Dude. Oh. Yeah. Boom. I know.
Because then you can frame that.
I wish I could take it over there and have them print one out.
You should. When they win, because they're definitely going to win.
No, but let's talk about that tempo though, because I mean, what did they do against Alabama? That really Alabama had this crazy tempo that they would play at.
Yeah.
Paul Westhead philosophy, and they completely shut that tempo down, made Alabama kind of a fish out of water. Yeah, I expect. No, I get it. They have Alabama's, by the way, a team that's probably got three or four NBA players on it. So UCLA back in the same situation.
I can't believe you guys.
What? You're taking 14 and a half points.
Yeah. I can believe you. I mean, but
dude,
you,
I, well, me, I you're talking UCLA to the money line against Michigan. Why would I fade them now?
You're talking to the leader of the odds crowd contest, Ryan. So watch what you're dropping.
Yeah, I took some screenwriting classes at UCLA.
I'm done with this segment.
It was really nice seeing people like before the game yesterday posted screenshots of their parlays where all it needed was Michigan, and me kind of sitting there going, we're about to ruin a lot of these guys' nights, and this is going to be fantastic.
Once the other favorites won, I was like, fuck.
Kramer, are these the correct times for these games?
I don't know. I thought so, but okay. a lot of ins and a lot of outs today.
At least we're finally back to the regular schedule for the Final Four weekend with Saturday and Monday. Cause this like Saturday through Tuesday shit really threw me for a loop.
Well, I mean, I think you may want to get used to it because they had historic ratings for the Sweet 16. It
doubled the Sweet 16 doubled the NBA Finals ratings.
The highest ratings of the NBA highest Finals, ratings yeah. since 1993 for the Sweet 16, which is kind of crazy.
What do you think it was?
I think it's basketball. I mean, I think that the parity of college basketball right now is a good thing for the sport.
I can't believe you asked Colby this. It's because they parity. Mid-majors play the parity.
This has no.
Every other sport suffered during this time
because of gambling. It's because now when
we're about to have a championship game played between the two teams that were the best all year. That's what we're gonna have. And so there's
how's your Michigan play? You told me that about Michigan. How's that doing right now, buddy?
Well, they lost. Huh? They lost, but we still have two ones and a two in the Final Four.
And two mid majors.
All right, it's a two seed. It's a two seed. Like, parity has nothing to
do
with
people. How come everyone
watching.
Shits on Gonzaga every year, and the one year that they actually are actually winning, you're now saying, "Oh, it's expected." Every year they're like, "Oh, they're fraudulent." That's been everyone's MO on Gonzaga, but now you're going to give it merit?
What are you talking about? This is a different team. You know, this is a different team.
Timmy was on last year's team.
All right. But I mean, this is an undefeated team that's not coming close. They came close once to Baylor, and everyone was like, see, they might lose.
All right. I'm officially going with UCLA plus 14. Also, buddies over at BetQL, they have UCLA plus 14 as a 3-star play. Bowser, I assume you're on UCLA. Can you?
Absolutely.
Can you give us a score prediction?
I'm sprinkling that money line too. And hey, you know what? I think this is a good one to bust out the old standby. The first half under.
Ooh.
I think UCLA is going to slow this down and try and get this tempo going as slow as possible from the opening tip. And I really feel that first half under coming here. I mean, the last two first half unders have hit pretty easily for them. And I can see that continuing here.
Yeah. Kramer, the people in the Slack, they've kind of just taken the first half unders, and even though we advise that it's only a round one thing and first four,
bro,
they just kept doing it, and it looked like it was on a decent run.
You experience pussy. You're not like
it's not for me.
I'm gonna wait till next year for more of that pussy.
The idea of waiting an entire calendar year to bet on the first half unders, it was too much for the fans.
We're joking, but we might as well just lean into first five inning unders. Just find a system around
MLB,
that.
Yeah. Baby.
We are the under crowd.
We are the under kings. And Bowser mentioned UCLA money line. Wynn has them on the money line at plus 750. So that's a massive dog. Total sitting at 145.5. I'm going to go, you know, since we only have a couple games, I'm going under on the total here as well. If we're doing some bonus plays on the total.
Oh, I mean,
Kramer, you're on the over in Gonzaga.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about as chalky as. I mean, I just like be real talk real quick.
Yes.
How does this game not go over?
Again, I think they slow.
Unless UCLA doesn't score. But they've been so hot. That's why I think it has to go over.
Right. And I think it's just really high. I think this is going to be like a 80 to, you know, Hold on. I have to do the math again. 75. this feels like a 75, 68 game. And I won't reveal who I think's actually going to win, but I like UCLA plus 14, but you're Kramer, you're going over on the 145 and a half.
Over.
Colby, you got to play on the total.
I will go under as well. Look, Wisconsin,
I don't like this.
2015 Kentucky, the last undefeated team that made it all the way to the Final Four, got upset by Wisconsin. Bruins are going to do it here.
Okay. Bowser, before we let you go, and make sure you follow Scott Bowser on Twitter, Scott_Bowser, make sure you subscribe to the Luck Stop Here podcast, available wherever great podcasts are downloaded. Bowser, give us a final score.
Oh, I'm going to go UCLA 69 and Gonzaga 62. It's going to be a close dogfight the whole way through. And then Gonzaga's going to get frustrated down the end. And they're going to be really aggressive with those fouls when they know they're losing. It's going to be great.
All right. Love it. Best of luck, Bowser. Appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, guys. Let it ride.
Hell yeah. Okay. We got Dan Leach coming up in a second. In some bleed through there on the Zoom, Ryan.
That was Bowser. Once again.
Hey, we just gave out a bunch of free picks. Make sure you check out all the free picks over at PicksWise.com. Every game, every sport, MLB, NBA, obviously college basketball. They have a pickswise.com/March-Madness page going there. Make sure you check that out. They got that $10,000 Capra contest coming to an end there. Check out who's going to take home the big prize. Follow their picks if you like. But again, every game, every sport, they got you covered. Picks are completely free. If they're free, it's for me. Pickswise.com is the place to be. Also want to shout out Better Edge. That's right. You want a better edge when it comes to sports gambling? How about No Vig? You're going to be betting on a ton of MLB baseball. No Vig. BetterEdge.com. They got you covered. Legal in 40 states. Are you kidding me? Oh
my God. Yes, please.
BetterEdge.com. It's the better way to bet. And just go to BETTOR edge.com. Use our promo code SGP. Get a free $10 bet. What better way to try out an app, a new system, than a free $10 play over at BETTOR edge.com, promo code SGP. Kramer is our guest with us.
You know what? We're bringing him in from the intern is bringing him in from the waiting room. Here he is
joining us on the line, host on 97.1 the Ticket in Detroit, Dan Leach. Dan, how's it going, man?
Fantastic. I woke up about 2 hours ago. I went to bed at like 10 in the morning. I was on an emotional high, low, and then throw up on the way back from Indy, but I'm great. And it's great to be with you guys.
Well, I'm sorry, but I feel like we're somewhat responsible. I didn't, when I reached out yesterday, I was like, you guys kind of reminded me like, well, maybe Michigan won't win. And I was like, oh shit. I didn't even think about that. Fuck.
Now, Dan, obviously a huge Michigan fan, Detroit guy. You went to the game. What was was it like watching live?
Well, I'll tell you this, guys, it's one of these things where, you know, I'm a hopeless romantic. I much rather have loved and have lost and not loved at all. I'm definitely super grateful I was there. As I've been able to do, luckily throughout my career, I've covered a ton of events as a journalist. So I don't get to go to a lot of things as a fan, especially as a Michigan fan, which is, you know, my all time favorite team, along with the long suffering, stupid Detroit Lions. It was incredible. I mean, it said the attendance, they said there was 8,000. There was definitely more than 8,000, but it was 70% Michigan fans. I had a lot of friends there, a lot of my friends in the media that were actually went to cover, the very few that were covering. And the atmosphere was incredible, whether it was outside Lucas Oil, at the bars, at Shapiro's Deli, the famous deli right by the stadium, at a little rare roast beef. Don't tell anybody it's Passover. I'm Jewish. But I had to do it. I did it for the LSU game. They won. I couldn't skip it.
I love it.
My grandma was very mad, though.
I love but it. You have a lucky meal tied to roast beef. This guy's my hero already.
Yeah, you got to do the rare roast beef. So it really was incredible, but you know, let's be honest, Michigan had, I don't know, 574 chances and they blew them all. and still with 0.5 left, they get the ball. They have I don't like the fact necessarily. I'm not like really angry they took the two threes. I would have liked them to try to get into Dickinson, even though he inbounded the ball the last play. But they got two good looks.
Yeah.
Everything was there. And like you guys lost, but I was more nervous, way more nervous for the LSU game than I was for last night, especially after seeing what Gonzaga did at USC. I know Gonzaga's at a different level, but when you look at what UCLA had done throughout the tournament, they slow it down. It's all about their shooting. I said that we had to contain them from outside. And, you know, Michigan had still, now playing maybe one of their worst games of the year, still had a chance five different times at the end of the game, and they couldn't get it done.
Well, and looking at this Michigan season, do you consider this a success? I mean, you got to the Elite Eight, but you were also so close to getting to the Final Four. As a Michigan fan, are you happy with the season?
Well, and it's a great question. Guys, I'm one of those kind of people and one of those kind of fans that I don't like to make excuses. And I don't like to say playing with house money. I mean, yeah, sometimes if, you know, you're UCLA, you're playing with house money.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, Abilene Christian, you're playing with house money. I think with what we saw for the Wolverines this year, and I got to point out Juwan Howard, and I know you guys have talked about this many times, but Juwan Howard has been incredible.
Yeah.
When he got hired, I liked it. I wasn't going crazy. I love John Beilein. I covered him for years. And we were all shocked, but Juwan Howard, the connectivity he has, the synergy he has, watching him coach, you know, and be connected to his guys, especially after the whole Livers thing, which I'll get to in a second. He's been incredible. But they were easily one of the best three teams all year. Yes, Baylor at times looked better. Yes, Gonzaga was the best. But there were times where Michigan looked like they were just as good in a better conference as Gonzaga was. I mean, I know Gonzaga's kind of in a class of their own, but they play the West Coast Conference. So to me, I'm disappointed. Yes, great year. We have this huge thing we call the sickness, the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry. They've been in 9 Final Fours under Izzo. They've only won one. So Final Fours are great, but it's not winning. And to me, I thought we should have beat UCLA. It's not like we lost to a better team. We just didn't play well. And all credit to them. They play great in big moments. But that's why I'm a little frustrated. And I felt that they could beat UCLA and give Gonzaga a run. I thought we'd probably lose, but we would have had a chance. I think we would have been the toughest matchup of Gonzaga's season. And I know Oklahoma gave them a run for a minute, but they still got killed. And Gonzaga's at this other level. They're another stratosphere. But I wanted to see that game. I wanted to see Gonzaga be a 5 or 6 point favorite for the first time all year in Michigan. You have their chance with, you know, a guy like Dickinson down low to go against Timmy and to shoot it outside with Brooks and Hans and Franz Wagner. And it's not going
to
happen.
They're here to pump you up. Well, pump now you watched UCLA. You saw them in person. To me, I had UCLA in the points, but I didn't like them on the money line because I was like you. I thought Michigan would advance and move on. Kramer and I had them, you know, in futures for the Final Four. I had them winning in my bracket. But I thought they'd be able to, the two man game that they had been running, I thought that would be enough to carry them. Do you think UCLA's defense can do enough to make it a game against Gonzaga?
Well, I don't think that, you know, you're going to get a 50 point game from juicing again. That was crazy. I think their defense is good enough to make Gonzaga possibly question themselves. But I was at the Gonzaga game before. If people didn't know, they're on two different courts at Lucas Oil, so you're going to get two separate tickets. But I wanted to go watch them. And I thought I was scouting for the Michigan game. I guess I wasn't. But they're just at a different level. When you look what they bring to the table with all the different, you know, options they have, and obviously Timmy being the main one, but just to look at what you know, a Kispert can do and a Suggs can do and Watson, they just got so many out. They play such good defense. UCLA, the thing that was interesting, guys, last night is that UCLA wants to slow it down. And Michigan had the you know, kind of not a big lead, but a decent lead early and could have extended it. But UCLA kept hitting threes. I saw it as, okay, UCLA wants to slow it down. Michigan's like, you know what? Juwan's like, fine, we'll play your style and we'll beat you at your own style. I don't think UCLA can do that to Gonzaga. Gonzaga just literally took the lid off the building and made USC look like a wicked stepchild. If they do that early on against UCLA, they're not coming back against Gonzaga. So do they have a chance? How can they not? They're an 11th seed in the Final Four, the second ever first four to the Final Four. But watching those two games and watching Gonzaga and then watching us, I thought we're obviously the better team, Michigan against the Bruins, but they found a way to get it done. And in the big moments, made big shots, especially after the Juzang injury. I mean, I know it's an historic 14 point spread. I predicted to be like 12, 14's nuts, but that's Gonzaga. I think it will be a game for a minute, but by the end of the first half, before you blink, Gonzaga can be up by 15.
One of the things I think that is underlooked, we're talking Mick Cronin's defense, and obviously they've done great, especially in the first half against Bama and Michigan. Yep. But they're not turning the ball over. For Gonzaga, I go back to the Creighton game. They turned it over 16 times. They turned it over 10, against USC, which is decent. But I think Cronin can have some success even with the skill of Gonzaga. I think that is underrated. Is Tiger Campbell's taking great care of the basketball. What do you make of that situation?
That's such a great point. And Tiger Campbell, and I'm forgetting the actual stat last night. I know Michigan obviously turned it over 14 times, which is really bad for Michigan. And then the Bruins only 8. I think you look at Tiger Campbell, and that's why he is such a great point guard, and they don't make mistakes. And Michigan played such great deliberate offense. Like I mentioned, they kind of came down and wanted to play. They tried to match what UCLA wanted to do. And I think when you look at, what UCLA could do, and you mentioned Cronin's style going back to Cincinnati, how rough and tumble his guys are, but they don't make mistakes. And if you don't make mistakes against a team like Gonzaga and you're scoring, you can be in that kind of game. But it's just these teams of destiny that we think they are, they always seem like Oregon State. It ended. They obviously had that nice little comeback, a little backdoor cover for him, by the way. That was a miracle.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I just think when you go against a team like Gonzaga this year and you're UCLA, they have got to play not just perfect, they've got to get lucky. But you make a great point about Tiger Campbell and not turning the ball over much and being really deliberate and looking for the best options, third, fourth, fifth different options, running all. I mean, both teams are running almost all the way down to the end of the shot clock on most possessions. And that was just really great, fun, fundamental basketball to watch. But UCLA is going to have to make so few mistakes, and Gonzaga's going to have to make a ton of them. Even if UCLA plays their best game, they're still going to probably have to get lucky, and Gonzaga's going to have to make them, kind of shoot themselves in the foot. Kind of the way that Michigan could have taken a 10 or more point lead in the first half, but they kind of let, UCLA back in.
Yeah, they kept them alive. So it sounds like you like Gonzaga to win and move on, as you should, as a 14 point favorite, but you're close to maybe taking UCLA and the 14 points. Where are you landing on the line here, Dan?
There is no chance I have laid 14 points in a national semifinal.
I'm the only one with balls around here. I'm laying the points.
You got the Gonzaga jersey on.
Fucking go, baby.
But I'll just say this. There's a reason that teams get to a Final Four. You can't be luck the whole way. UCLA obviously was a team that lost one of their best players early in the year. And they're a very good team. They're very well coached by Cronin. Yes, it's a totally different level when they're playing a team like Gonzaga, but they're there for a reason. Michigan's really good, and they beat us last night. So 14 points is insane.
Love it.
The thing is, though, I probably am not going to touch the game. But if I had to make a pick right now, I would take UCLA plus the 14 because I believe they can keep themselves within distance late in the game, where maybe they hit a late three and they, get it down to 13 or something. But, after I saw what Gonzaga did to USC yesterday, you should have seen all the USC fans. They were just really sitting on their hands and throwing popcorn at each other for 80% of that. It was great. I saw the metrosexual Trojan guys with their wacky haircuts, the hot girls,
waxed eyebrows.
There were some good ones. There were some hot girls there for sure.
Oh yeah, Southern California for you.
I got to hit on this though. Ken Palm, Gonzaga, fifth rated defense. Alabama was third. UCLA only had 7 turnovers against Alabama. I like the Bruins to get it done on the money line.
You're crazy. All right, let's talk about the game. Let's talk about a game with a reasonable spread.
Now, moving over to Baylor, laying 4.5 against Houston. I haven't been able to figure out this Houston team to save my life. But that being said, I'm fading that. I took them last round. They got backdoored, but I love what I'm seeing out of this Baylor team. And Houston, you kind of look at their path to the Final Four. They beat a 15 seed in Cleveland State. They barely beat a 10 seed Rutgers. Yep. They beat a Syracuse team, which I loved, but man, they just look like complete dog shit. They laid a complete egg. Buddy Boeheim there just dropped a real deuce
off at the farm.
And then they get another 12 seed in Oregon State, who again, playing out of their minds, probably shouldn't have been a 12 seed. Four double digit seeds. Now you're playing against this Baylor team that really, that second half of the Nova game, they kind of showed why they are a one seed. I think they get it done laying 4.5, but I don't know. I've struggled with fading Houston all year. Kramer, where are you at with Houston Baylor?
I mean, I think if I were to go back in time,
yeah,
which I know I can't, I haven't figured traveling out yet. And think about that. We discussed this at the beginning of the tournament, right? This whole year, the cream has risen to the top. The cream has risen to the top. And to Dan's point, it did feel like Michigan was part of that cream at one point, but the rest of the time it was Baylor and it was Gonzaga. And so for me to pick anything other than chalk right now with the heater that I've been on, I told you I would have made this line closer to 7. My true number, Sean, yes. 8.2. I just after Houston fucked us last round,
yeah,
it was obvious. Like it got emotional. And now this Baylor team,
it feels personal.
This is a professional team. I don't love the coaching advantage here for Baylor, but the way they're playing, the way they're getting done, and you got to take something from a team like Houston who completely lost interest with that game and let Oregon State come back in that game. And then they showed us something. They showed us that they had no clue, like many bad teams, how to deal with a 1-3-1 and why more coaches don't just throw that out from time to time.
Yeah. And the way they mixed up the zones multiple times, I thought was great coaching. I expect
Baylor to come in here, and yes, they're not the defensive team that Oregon State is. But I would argue that they're probably comparable and they can play a lot better offense. So I think Houston loses a track meet in this one as well. I'm not really on the under train, Sean. Mm. So yeah, I mean, I'm Baylor all day. I think the two best teams meet in the final, which has been a hot debate in the offices of the SGPN lately. Expanding a playoff gives more teams opportunity, but we still end up with the best teams at the end most of the time. So yes, I'm staying chalky.
How's Baylor, Michigan and Illinois Gonzaga doing, buddy? All right, because Illinois was in that conversation too, by the way.
A little bit.
Everyone thought that they were going to win it all just 2 weeks ago, man.
But two of those four teams are here now, and at the end of the day,
are you a clean sweep for SGPN? Are you going Baylor? Or you like the points in the Cougs?
I'm going Cougars, and I think these are mirror images of who, I mean, they both go four guards and one big. I like Houston's a much better rebounding team. They also take better care of the basketball. And I just think I think you can argue that they have the better coaching advantage too. A guy who's coached in a Final Four before as well. So I really like Giroux matching up. I think they're going to put him on Butler. Giroux, we saw him take Ethan Thompson out of the game.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I expect Jared Butler to be out of the game. Oh. And give me the Cougars to get it done. Move on.
I just did the math. One of us is going to go 2-0 in the Final Four, so we will have that to tout.
Nice.
Dan, what are you looking at here? I'm seeing the number 4.5 for Baylor. You like laying that here, or you think Houston has a chance here?
Well, full disclosure, I might have a $25 bet on the Barstool app that was boosted to win $2,000 on Houston if they win the tournament. So I definitely would like them to win. And to your guys' point, listen, Grimes, Sasser, Giroux, they can definitely. I think that, you know, you look at the game against Rutgers that Houston should have lost, and all these teams that seemed, you know, to go on these magical runs, like Kemba Walker going back to Connecticut when they had that 6 overtime game in the Big East tournament. They get through that crazy game, and that was theirs. And they're capable of beating a team like Baylor. But I'm with you on this. Baylor is a professional team. I mean, they are well coached. They can do everything well. They play good defense. They can run. They can get after you. They can kind of swarm the way they did in their last couple of games, especially against Arkansas, where Arkansas is making a run, and then the next thing you know, Baylor scored 7 straight.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I think it's going to be close. I think the spread is. I thought it'd be around 5, and I think the spread is fair. I'm going to take Houston plus the points, but I think Baylor's going to win that game.
Okay, so I think, but again, like Dan, I appreciate Dan.
Precise prediction.
I appreciate him admitting that, you know, he has this potential $2,000 win that could be coloring his judgment. Well,
and it's funny,
I know I'm guilty of that
because Joseph Ames over in the YouTube chat, Sean, wants my help with how he should hedge his 45-1 ticket on Houston winning it all. Oh, that's a tough one. because on one hand, hedging's for pussies.
Yes.
On the other hand, I don't think Houston, I don't think Houston has a fucking chance here. So if I'm you and I'm sitting on a 45-1, I actually might play a little Baylor money line in this.
Well, hey, Baylor money line, but also again, these hedging situations. Again, risking a little bit.
Talking about? We talking about a house. We talking about a car. Yeah,
consider
we talking
your about situation.
A roast beef sandwich. We gotta see.
Can I bring up the commandments? I feel like you guys are ignoring the fact that one team is a clear cut. They take care of the ball better. Houston, better rebounding team. Houston, way better free throw shooting team. Baylor just shooting 69% from the free throw line. You're ignoring all the commandments. I'm disappointed, guys. Give me the Cougars to get it done.
Two things. Colby's more prepared than me today, which is I will say this. I'm happy. I'm happy that I'm going head to head with Colby.
Let's go
on this tournament, Colby. One of us is slaying, or two of us are slaying. One of us
winning record. I just had UCLA.
An anchor behind that boat that just got clogged up in the Suez Canal.
This spreadsheet, all I see is red of you. On the Elite Eight, buddy.
All right. And let's, you know,
Dan, you know, talking college basketball before we let you go, Kramer, not a fan of Jim Harbaugh. Where are you at with Jim Harbaugh? I'm sure you're a huge Michigan football fan as well. I'm looking at your profile photo on Twitter and you're at the big house here. What did you think when you heard the news that Jim Harbaugh had his contract extended earlier this year?
First off, I'm the one that I got 2 hours of sleep, so I'm the big winner of all four of us today. But let me just say this. You know, you can call me a face painter, Michigan sycophant. Like, I'll admit it. I mean, I got to cover the teams by both sides because we have those stupid Spartan fans here. But I am definitely a Michigan, you know, homer, but I'm fair about it. And I was one of the few, at least in our market, we have, you know, one major sports station here in Detroit, that has really gone after Harbaugh. I mean, I respect him I know him. I don't know Matt well, but I respect him as a human being. I don't think he's a bad person. But I was at the Buckeye game when Michigan lost. I think it was 100. I think they're still scoring 140-3, whatever it was. You know, Michigan, the biggest favorite they've been against the Buckeyes in 20 years. That game sucked. I left in the late fourth quarter. I never leave games early. I don't want to get my car egged. So I've been very frustrated with Jim Harbaugh and the fact that there are certain, I mean, I'm connected to a lot of people that donate a lot of money to a lot of the boosters in Ann Arbor, and they are completely fine with Harbaugh. Some of them are starting to get a little uncomfortable, but the big rich, you know, money people are so disconnected to the average.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm someone cutting a huge check to the University of Michigan, I'm writing in the memo, Oral Roberts beat Ohio State. When are you going to beat Ohio State, right? Mr. Harbaugh?
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, okay, I understand that, you know, the grad rates are great and who's got it better than us. I don't know, pretty much everybody, definitely Ohio State and all the, you know, the national attention, recruiting day with the stars, the rap videos, it's stupid. You know, it's great that he's taking the kids to South Africa and France and spread, you know, giving a football helmet to the Pope. I don't give a shit. I want to beat the Buckeyes. They're 0-5. I was at the Rose Bowl in 98. It was amazing. It was one of the great days of my life. We are so far removed from that. So I've kind of come out for the last 2+ years and said, listen, it's time to move on. I understand that it's better than it was under Rich Rod and Hope, but that was terrible under them. And what's the point if all you're doing is having hollow 9-10 win seasons, but you're 1-6 at home against Ohio State and Michigan State? You have the terrible record on the road against 500 teams, the terrible record in overall against top 25, top 15, and definitely top 10 teams. And you're 0-5, 0-6 now against Ohio, 0-5, and, you know, because they didn't want to play. But it's one of these things where it's time to look somewhere else. And people say, well, Leach, who do you want instead of Harbaugh? And I give him like seven names, and it's still never – Matt Campbell would have been perfect with the resources in Ann Arbor compared to what him or like a Brian Harsin had at Boise State. It's not even close. And I think there are better solutions. But listen, he's still a good coach. He went to at least 3 straight NFC title games with the Niners. He was a couple yards away from a Super Bowl win. He turned around perennial Power 5 doormat Stanford and St. Diego, all that stuff. So I know he can do it, but we want to wait until it's year 20. If you're Kirk Ferentz in Iowa, I mean, what the hell?
I think the problem was the brass at Michigan just thought they must be getting an upgrade because this head coach wears a headset. Of course, what? Brady Hoke, famous for not wearing a headset.
I was about to say, he wasn't. I mean, that's the problem, I think, in this scenario is that Rodriguez and Hoke were there prior.
It's such a tough situation to be in because on one hand,
it's clearly a step up from Rich Rod, but you're right. It doesn't seem like the ultimate answer.
No,
Well, I'll tell you this: the people that I take calls from, and we have, you know, there's way more Michigan people that will call our station than state people. Just, I mean, we're smarter, but it's one of these things where I kid my Spartan brethren that a lot of the fans are coming over to where I've been. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, say that to boast or anything, but I was getting some pushback, and I'm normally the one that's looked at as like, I'm very positive. It's the way I am. You look at my Twitter, you'll see it. It'll change your life, by the way. Follow me at DailyShiny701. And it's one of these things where people are starting to say, okay, well, I think you're right about this, that, okay, you want to wait 7, 8, 9. I remember I had a call a couple of years ago. Harbaugh was in his fourth year. I think it was the year four. And a guy said, yeah, the schedule of year 7 looks good. Year 7? Like, what are we, year 7? How about we worry about beating the Buckeyes now? And I think that you can't just let, you can't, if you start accepting certain things, apathy sets in, then you're totally fucked. And I think it's on Ward Manuel, the general manager, the athletic director, to have the foresight to say, listen, enough is enough. I know they restructured the deal. It's a 5-year deal, but there's out clauses and it's not as much, you know, buyout money. That's great. But you can't just sit on your hands and say, oh, 9-10 wins. Okay. Then you're Bo Pelini's Nebraska or Kirk Ferentz's Iowa. And that's, I know Michigan isn't what people think it is, but it's still Michigan. It's still the winningest program in history. It's still a team that had Bo Schembechler and Charles Woodson and Lloyd Carr and a national title and terrific Tom Brady and all that stuff. You got to expect better. And right now it's not happening. And that's why I think yes, this year kind of sucked. It wasn't a 10, it wasn't a 0, but the COVID year was weird. So I get it. But if the same thing happens with this supposed great recruiting class again, and the McCarthy, the 5-star quarterback coming in, then how about that? Harbaugh's the quarterback whisperer, hasn't had one quarterback other than Jake. So if you have a good year, okay, then I'll give you a chance to say we can finally do this. But if they fumble again and lose to Mel Tucker and Michigan State, lose to the Buckeyes, it is time to move on. I've been done, but I will be 100% done if they don't have like a really, really ridiculously good season.
They have two sets of back-to-back away games, man. They have two different sets. As of 2019, you lose 93% of those games. You lose one of two, 93% of the time.
So you're saying their schedule's tough.
I think it's incredible. Ohio State has 0 back-to-back away games. I hate Ohio State. I want Michigan to beat them every year, but I don't see a great season.
Maybe we'll get our wish and Harbaugh will be back in the NFL.
Well, Dan,
just not with the Lions, thank God.
Dan, appreciate you calling in. Feel like you're a kindred spirit. Welcome anytime on the show. Make sure you follow Dan on Twitter at DanLeach971. Check him out on 971theticket.radio.com. Dan, appreciate it, man.
Hey, my pleasure and honor. I feel the same way. Keep up the great work, guys.
All right. Take it easy, Dan. Oh, such great energy, such great passion. Awesome. Talking to Dan, new friend of the show. Hey, we got to give out a lock, a dog, maybe a bonus lock. I don't know. We'll figure this out. Before we do that, want to shout out Better Than Vegas, where we're giving out free daily video picks every day over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That'll take you right to our profile page. Hit the subscribe button so you never miss a video pick. That's right. Better than dot Vegas. It's better than YouTube because it's YouTube, but all sports gambling. That's right. Let's go. Better than dot Vegas. Time for the lock, dog, and bonus lock. I don't know. What do I want to stake my lock record on? Go ahead. Whoa. Kramer. Whoa. Will, Kramer, of course, you're going to start. Keep the heater alive.
I was going to say, what's going on over there, Sean?
I was just
no Iron team, sir. I'm impressed that worked. By the way, I'm going to pat myself on the back. Managed to somehow have live callers on a live show, Sean. Lock. This is easy. Gonzaga, dog parlay. Gonzaga money line. Wait, is Gonzaga money line with Baylor money line going to be a positive? No, just no. Do on the spread. Parlay the two.
Okay.
And then bonus lock Baylor -4.5. Call me Ashy Larry, because I'm chalky. I'm there. Sorry, and if you're asking me to make a pick, I like the overs too.
I'm going. I know we didn't talk a ton of totals, but I actually like both unders. Total for the Houston Baylor's 136.5. For my lock, Give me Baylor minus 14.5 for my dog. Baylor minus 4.5 parlayed with UCLA plus 14. Oh, and for my copy, that was the guy who invented it. UCLA plus 14 as my bonus lock. Colby, you're in an interesting spot here. You think both teams are going to win outright, both dogs.
Yeah.
What do we got here for the lock, bonus lock?
Well, my lock is going to be Houston. I think Houston they have an advantage at every position. I really do.
Like, I love it.
They rebound better. I mean, I don't mean like one by one as in point guard, lining up with point guard, shooting guard. I'm talking about every aspect of the game. And then my dog is going to be like, well, let's go Houston again. I feel better about that one than I do the UCLA dog.
Streams are crossing.
And the bonus UCLA plus 14.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Have you ever seen so many fleas on a dog, Sean?
Well, I don't think UCLA is going to be a public dog.
Really?
I mean, you can bring up the, I mean, that's why it's, I think it's going up the spread.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
I better get my action down now.
Pull up some numbers, but I think it's going the. I mean, it opened at 13.5, and it's up to 14. So I think people are with you, Ryan.
Everyone's going to be reporting how this is a historic line. All right, here's the breakdown per the site I'm looking at. Houston, I'm going to start with Houston. Houston has 68% of the tickets, but only 15% of the money. Square. UCLA 67% of the bets, only 10% of the money. Square. So both sides, we see more tickets printed for the dog, but less money. What does that tell you? The motherfucking whales like me, the sharps, the big timers, the guys walking in with the duffel bag of cash, not putting down $25, $50, $100. I'm getting down for those big stacks. All right. Three of them, high society. Let's go. Sean, you didn't want me to look up the numbers because the numbers made me even more confident.
No, I mean, what makes me more confident is that I'm dominating the odds crowd competition.
I just don't want you to lose and I'm trying to help you.
I'm in a win-win spot. Baylor to win the national championship. And I'm taking
you Houston. Also have Gonzaga to win the national championship.
No, to play Baylor.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. This is another issue for human resources. We got to look
check
up.
My bracket, buddy.
Can we get
check my bracket?
Can we get the official Colby Dan?
Let's go Bruins! Isn't this the best?
Colby
story?
Dan had all 68 teams to win the championship.
I didn't have Norfolk State, bro.
He did. He did break down every single game over on the College Experience. Make sure you check that out. Make sure you check us out on Riffer. RIFFR. Check us out on the new app.
I feel like we need a bong rip sound effect.
Okay, here's what we got. It's
smoking about every time I hear Riffer, I can't wait to do my first riff.
All right, I think you're confusing with the word rip.
I am completely. Oh, okay. That doesn't mean it can't make me think
maybe
about
spliffer.
It.
Maybe
spliffer, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Check us out on Riffer, RIFFR. Our handle on there, of course, at Gambling Podcast as well on Twitter at Gambling Podcast. We're going to be talking FCS later in the week. Stay tuned, stay subscribed, get us on the old YouTube and chance to get some gear, a hat, t-shirt and hoodie Monday for championship hashtag merch madness. So get in your review over on Apple Podcasts.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean stacking the money green and he is Ryan.
Let's go Gonzaga. My new team, my basketball squad.
Kramer, let it ride.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in LA or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SGPN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SGPN. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.